Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. If you don't, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. And guess what? You can do it yourself. You don't even have to have me to help you. You can sign up right there all by yourself on our website. And don't forget all the other things you can do. Listen to thousands of archives and read hundreds of articles and meet our Brain Trust members and a lot of other things, a lot of new things that you can do there that are coming up. We got some really exciting new things that I can't wait to tell you about. We're working on them real hard, and so we'll try to have those ready for you real soon. I want to introduce you to a new friend. Nino Tarantino is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Sales and Marketing for Clark America. And he's a cool guy, and I would have him on the show even if he weren't, because I like his name. I'd like to just say Nino Tarantino. That's a great name. Nino, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for inviting me to come here. It was a pleasure to talk to your group yesterday. That was a fun group of bankers, and those weren't your grandfather's bankers, were they?
They were not at all.
They're a little rowdy, weren't they?
Absolutely.
We went to dinner last night, and we were remarking on what a rowdy bunch of bankers that was last night, and hardly any liquor either.
No, they're a fun group of people, and they're really committed to helping their end customers, and that's really why we had them here.
Yeah, tell us about Clark American.
Clark American is a 130-year-old company that has its roots in printing checks. And we've been printing checks for that entire 130 years. We're one of the three largest check printers in the country, all of which sort of grew through consolidation. What we're doing today, however, is we're doing a lot more than just printing checks. We are trying to help our bank partners to service their customers better than they ever had before. So we're providing contact center services, marketing services, internet services to help the banks to reach their customers.
I heard a bank executive, a bank trade group executive. He was the president of that state's bank association years ago, 15 years ago at least. I heard him. He said to me one day, because I used to work very closely with banks and doing sales training for them, that sort of thing. And he said that if every bank would try to serve every financial need of their customers, the one they have right now, they wouldn't need another customer, a new customer, for 5 years. What do you think about that?
I believe that. I mean, at the end
15 years ago, is it still true?
Absolutely it is. One of the things that bankers all know is that it costs a lot more to acquire a new customer than it does to hang on to the one they have today. And we try to preach that very heavily. We try to help them to understand that if we serve them better on their behalf, on the bank's behalf, they have a much higher chance of retaining that customer long term. And every banker will tell you that the longer they keep a customer, the more profitable that customer is going to be. But more importantly, especially on the small business side, the more successful that business is going to be because they've got a long-standing relationship with a good bank.
And the good thing about that with a small business, and the reason why that pays dividend, there's a loyalty dividend in there that is implicit in what you just said, because there's one thing we know about small business owners. We're loyal to a fault, and not just because we're such swell people, which we are, but because it saves time to be loyal. It saves time to have people that you can trust. We're looking for people you can trust. We're looking for friends. We're looking for partners.
It's 100% about trust.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, how many small business owners really want to think about having to change their bank more than having to what they have to do to actually run their business more successfully.
Right. Now, they don't want to do that at all, and that's the reason why in the previous segment and a million times before today, I've said to my audience, your best friend, your business's best friend, needs to be your banker. And, of course, that's what you're doing. Your job, is to help these banks do a better job, to help them understand while they're trying to run their bank, You're trying to help them understand how they can add value to those relationships. And I want you to know that I thank you for that, because every effort, every success that you have with bankers helps bankers be a better friend to small business owners. So on behalf of my audience, who didn't wake up thinking this morning that they would thank Clark American, on behalf of them, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, now I want to talk about, and we're going to break in a second. When we come back, I want to talk about your business model, your company's business model. I want you to speak to the audience about how Clark American has had to make adjustments. There have been paradigm shifts in your industry. You know, people know today when they need financial services, it's not all about the check anymore, is it?
Exactly.
And so I want you to talk to us about that, because we have those kinds of paradigm shifts in our businesses. We want to know how you dealt with all of them.
Very good.
Right after these messages, it's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Nino Tarantino is with us, and he is with Clark American. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nino Tarantino is here, too, because otherwise this wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Nino is Senior Vice President and General Manager of Sales and Marketing at Clark American. Nino, give us your website, please.
It's www.clarkamerican.com.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find a lot of information about who we are, what we do as a business. You'll also see some tidbits of information about the market, about what's going on, both from a retail and a small business standpoint, and just generally some very good information about what the banking business
what's
is.
What's there for a small business owner?
Today, we don't have as much on the small business as we will have about 6 months from now. We're actually in the process of reconstructing our entire website to include a much more robust small business offering. We have some information today about how to run a small business. We have some information today about how to go about developing a relationship with your banker, but it's not very in detail as much in detail as we'd like it to be right now.
Well, good for you for heading in that direction, I want to talk about what I can do to help you with that, because as you know, that's part of my job is to help companies like Clark American reach out and speak the language of small business. Okay, let's talk about paradigm shifts. What's happened in your industry in the last some things have happened in the last 6 months. October 29th, wasn't that when Check 21?
Absolutely.
Of 2004, that's when Check 21. Has there been a bigger paradigm shift in your industry since before Check 21?
There really has been. One of the things that's happened probably over the last 8 to 10 years is that check usage has been on the decline, and it's been on the decline primarily because of electronic payments.
Mm-hmm. Debit cards,
EFT transfers, just online banking.
Online banking.
Just the ability to do things electronically has really sort of stunted the growth of the check. And so what we've had to do, obviously, is look for other ways to sustain our growth. Clark American is the only major check printer in the industry who's grown over the last 10 years.
Wow.
And we've done that because we really look at the end consumer and say, how can we continue to add value to the end consumer so that the financial institutions want to continue doing business with us?
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is about 5 or 6 years ago, we actually started to open up contact centers. And those contact centers are used to help the end consumer, whether it's the retail or the small business customer, to order their checks directly from us and bypass the financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we've done that is because the financial institution really doesn't understand the check, especially on the small business side, as well as they need to ultimately serve the needs of their end customer. So what we basically told the banks is, let us handle that relatively tricky transaction for you, especially on the small business side.
It takes time for them. It makes them no money.
Absolutely. Well, it does make them some money. They actually make some money
on
the
do?
Check. Check is a profitable product for them.
Okay.
But it's not really their core business. So really what we're saying is, let us deal with that so you can deal with the small business owner,
mm-hmm.
with what they really need you to be working on for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our experts talking to the small business owner around their bookkeeping, what they really want to get done and how they're getting it done.
Because when you get to that level, level with the customer, you're not just talking about checks now, are you?
We're not. Not at all.
Yeah, you're talking about other things, which not only is a way to present your product array, but it's also good for that customer to learn about things that maybe they wouldn't have benefited from before.
Most small business owners don't even think about how they're going to keep their books when they first open their checking account.
And more's the pity.
Absolutely. And so what happens is we get into dialogue with them, and we really start getting them thinking about how they want to keep their books. So that conversation ultimately results in the type of check they buy. So it doesn't start with the check at all. It talks about, we talk to them about what are their needs, what are they trying to accomplish, how are they going to keep their books, and then we get them into the product that's going to be right for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. A lot of small businesses will tell us that you know, I'm using a software program, so I just need my computer laser checks. And then we'll try to remind them, well, don't forget, you know, sometimes you go buy supplies at Office Depot, don't you? Or you go to Staples. You go, what are you going to do?
Only Office Depot.
There you go. Okay, I'm sorry. Only Office Depot. So what are you going to do when you get there to buy those goods? You don't have a wallet check with you.
Right.
You might have a need for a wallet check.
Right.
So we just try to remind them there are different ways, there are different circumstances that they're going to come across where they may need multiple different types of checks.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was the explanation of how a company that was pretty vertical, checks, for 100 and something years, you were the check kings, you were all about checks, and it was checks, checks, checks. You know, it was like Forrest Gump and the Shrimp, right?
That was our life.
Barbecue checks.
Absolutely.
Coconut checks, steam checks, whatever, right?
That's it.
And all of a sudden, you know, the world changed.
It did.
And you guys said, you know what, we got to change with the world. But you said, you know, there's opportunity in that. Let's don't look at this. Sunday night, I heard Dr. Maya Angelou speak. Have you ever heard her speak?
I have not.
And here's what she said, and of course it's intuitive, but we don't always think about it. She said her grandmother told her, change the things that you can. And the things you can't change, find a new way to look at them. Find a new way to think about them. And and that's so simple, but how often do we not do that? And small businesses all across the country right now are facing the kind of paradigm shifts that you did, and some of them are not dealing with it the right way. They're railing against it. They're mad at it. They're in denial, or they're thinking that doesn't apply to me, instead of saying, wait a minute. Right now on the surface, this looks frightening. Right now on the surface, this looks dangerous. But there's an opportunity. Why don't I go find the opportunity in this? That's what you guys did, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I think the way that we've done it is we've stepped back, and we've taken the time to step back and look at it. And I guess the best advice I could give to any small business owner is really have to step back, take a different perspective of
right.
it, look at the problem through a different set of eyes.
I call that going into another orbit. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about what that orbit looks like for Clark American. We're visiting with Dino Tarantino. He's with Clark American, and they used to be just about check, but not anymore.
Will you love me?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Robert Cray on blues guitar. You know how much I like his music. You know, Tarantino is here. He looks like a blues guy. You like blues, you know?
I don't mind blues at all, but I prefer jazz.
Oh, do you?
I do.
All right. Well, we can talk about that sometime. Nino, in fact, by the way, folks, Nino was Senior Vice President and General Manager of Sales and Marketing for Clark American. You know him as the check company. And we're talking about what his company has been doing to come into the 21st century to make sure that they're viable and successful in the 21st century. And that's not to say that they were doing anything wrong. It's just that it's a new world out there today, isn't it, Nino?
It's absolutely.
We're not in Kansas anymore, are we, Toto?
Not at all.
Yeah. So, what would you say to us? You know, you got small business owners at your knee here. What did you like to say to them?
I guess the best advice, we sort of broke with it last time, was to really, when you're looking at your business, you have to take time to step back and take a look at a bigger picture. And if we had stayed focused solely on the check as a business, we would probably be declining with the rest of the market today. What we did is we took the time to step back and say, where is this check really going, and how can we start to help the banks with their customer needs more than just offering the check product that we have today? So if you really want to grow your business and sustain your business, you really need to take a much bigger view of what that industry is that you're participating in, and really start to think about how you're going to move beyond your core product or your core service. And it's hard to do that as a small business owner. I mean, you're running around, you're doing as much as you can just to keep afloat. So you've got to really consciously carve time out of your day, out of your week, out of your month to figure out how you're going to actually take that step back. I would also very much encourage you to go outside of your own expertise and talk to your bankers, talk to other consultants, talk to people that can really give you a different perspective on that industry so that you're not leaving it all up to yourself. You know, we're all pretty bright people.
Find partners.
Find partners. Find people that can help guide you.
Well, and see, that's what the reason I'm really proud of Clark America. When I said that earlier, I meant what I said, because that's what you're doing. And you're doing something that's very important. And this is something that small business owners have got to understand, is our banks are your customers.
Right.
But but bank customers are also your customers. And you're overlaying your approach to the market, to your customers, all the way over your quantum leaping customers to their customers,
right,
and even to the customers' customers.
And what we do as part of our mission, we really try to do that on behalf of the financial institution. So ultimately, even though I may be doing business directly with the bank's customer, I'm trying to do it as though I were the bank.
Right.
So I'm really trying to become an extension of that bank so
right.
that when that customer has a good experience, they believe they're having that experience with their financial
transparency.
Absolutely.
Seamless transparency.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We want our bank customers to feel like that is the best bank on the planet, and they will therefore likely stay with that financial
right.
institution for a longer period of time.
And isn't that an important model for every business?
It absolutely is.
I mean, just pick an industry, and if you could put that in a little box, just give that to everybody.
It is. We believe in the model. We live and die by it. And we really, truly believe that that's what creates the trust that we have with the financial institutions we do business with today. And at the end of the day, it's all about trust.
Is there going to be a day in our lifetime when we won't need paper checks?
I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime. I believe it will happen.
I'm not that old. It might happen. I know what you're thinking. You're looking at me.
Yeah. Well, I might be a little bit younger than you. I'm not sure it's going to happen in my lifetime. We believe that there's going to be a fairly steady decline of check, probably 3%, 4% a year. We don't really see a cliff out there where it's just going to fall off.
Right.
That's been predicted by the Fed for years. 1979, I believe, they came out with a study and said checks would be gone in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Since then, checks have doubled.
Right.
So I don't see it going away anytime soon.
But the real turbocharge in that phenomenon, so to speak, was Check 21, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to have an impact. We'll yet to see it right now. We're not
right.
seeing a lot of change
right.
today, but I do expect that'll have an impact.
As the
it's
technology
right
filters
now.
Down, where small business owners can have the Check 21 technology, that'll be. As the technology develops and gets cheaper, that's when it'll really take off, won't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Give us your website again.
It's www.clarkamerican.com.
Folks, Clark American is helping banks help you, and that makes them one of our partners. And, you know, on behalf of my audience and small business owners everywhere, we thank you for what you're doing to help bankers help us, because we need our bankers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and it was a pleasure being here.
Thank you. I enjoyed having you here, and we'll see you next time.
Very good. Thank
you.
Nino
Tarantino, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back on the show another day. He's got more to teach. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.